10,117, AT&T, west of Route 365, north of Route 84. A special use exception to place a telecommunications tower.
William Panic, 240 North Talbot Court, Rockland, Georgia.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Tom Zolna, Z-O-L-N-A, 200 North Warner Road, King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, 19406.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Fine, yourself?
Good, thank you.
Good, thank you, Chris.
My name is Pam Scott. I'm here on behalf of AT&T. We are here in connection with an application that the board actually approved about 2 years ago, December 5th, 2006. But the application, the approval has since expired, so we are back essentially seeking the exact same approval as we sought in 2006. We're requesting approval to erect a 150-foot telecommunications monopole located on Pepper's Corner Road, just south of Ocean View. AT&T is a licensed provider of telecommunications services in Delaware, has a certain territory in Sussex County. The reason we are asking for this approval is because we have a gap in our coverage in this part of the county and have no alternative way to fill the gap in coverage other than to erect the monopole with our antennas on it. The property in question is zoned AR1. It is about 13 acres in size. We will be meeting the requirements of the Sussex County Code with respect to the required setback for the tower. In fact, we will be exceeding the required setback for this tower. Briefly, I'd like to have a couple witnesses give some testimony in connection with this matter. Tom?
Sure.
Can you state your name for the record?
Tom Zolna.
And by whom are you employed?
By AT&T.
What is it that you do for AT&T?
In site acquisition, I locate and help with the zoning process for sites for towers.
And were you involved in the selection of the site that we're here for this evening?
Yes, I was.
In connection with the site, you needed to find a location within this area of the county that would suit the needs of AT&T, correct?
Correct.
Were there any opportunities to co-locate on either existing buildings or structures of any type within this area?
No, there were not.
What about other properties that would have been suitable for the monopole in this area?
There really were not.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there any questions for Mr. Zolna?
Any questions for members of the board? No.
Bill? Could you state your name for the record?
William Panic.
And by whom are you employed?
AT&T.
And what is it that you do for AT&T?
I'm a licensed engineer, professional engineer, and I do all the drawings, put together the drawings for AT&T in various states for them.
Your firm prepared the drawings in connection with this application that were submitted to the board?
Yes, I was.
Could you just briefly describe to the board what the drawings actually show?
It shows a 150-foot monopole with, and it'll be in within a 60 by 60 leased area, fenced compound that's 8 feet high with barbed wire atop. The equipment will be housed in a 12 by 20 equipment shelter. There'll be an access road that comes into the shelter. The proposed use will meet all the Federal Aviation Administration requirements. And the tower structure itself will be constructed in accordance with all applicable standards for steel antenna support towers. Once it's ready to go to construction, AT&T will obtain a building permit in accordance with all the building codes prior to start of construction. There'll be lights at 50, 100, and 150 feet per Sussex County. And it'll be an unmanned facility, will not require any water or sewer.
And will this tower be able to accommodate at least two additional carriers if necessary?
Yes, it will.
Thank you. Questions for Mr. Panner? Okay. Andrew? Do you state your name for the record, please?
Andrew Erba.
And by whom are you employed, Andrew?
AT&T.
What is it that you do for them?
I'm a radio frequency engineer.
And what does that mean in layman's terms?
I evaluate candidates for new site builds and address areas where we need to improve our coverage.
Now, Mr. Zona indicated that in this particular area of the county, he was unable to find any structures or buildings of sufficient height to co-locate and therefore located this particular property. Based on his findings, did you then do some tests to determine whether, in fact, if we placed a tower with antennas on this location, we would be able to cover the gap in service?
Yeah, I evaluated existing structures, and none are within necessary bounds to suit these needs here.
And we have before the board a map. Would you like to describe to the board what that shows?
Sure.
And how it was developed would be helpful, too.
Sure. I developed this map in sending in my two-mile letter that we just discussed. I submitted this along with it to show our existing coverage. Blue is, up here you can see a key of signal levels. The source of this, this is why Pam told me to bring this up, but normally for zoning, we don't go into quite this much detail. But anyway, in the yellow, you'll see a neg 92 dBm. And in that area, you can less likely that you'll be able to carry a reliable call. In other words, you could experience low call quality or dropped call, where you might not transition between one of our existing sites, which you can see here. These all with strong signal right below them, those are existing facilities. And this facility right here, which is not propagating any, that is the proposed location.
And the proposed location on your existing coverage map shows areas of yellow and green, and that means not adequate coverage?
Right. Or, in other words, areas where you might be able to carry some form of a call that you might not have a reliable call in the sense that it could drop or be of low quality.
And then you also have a map that shows the coverage that would result once the antennas were online.
Here you can see that with this location propagating, there will be a much more robust handover in between neighboring sites. So you'll have a high likelihood of carrying your call through this area where before you would not, on Doubles Bridge Road, which is our main objective for this site.
And if AT&T were unable to get approval to cover that gap, how would that affect your service in terms of other possible providers in the area?
Could put us at a competitive disadvantage to other carriers that are able to carry calls to this area. Also, those living in this vicinity or traveling through this vicinity may not be able to put through reliable calls.
And is the height of the tower the least height that AT&T would require in order to cover this gap in this area?
Yes, I think 150 feet is adequate and the least.
Okay. There was also, in connection with this application, there was a health report prepared that you have seen. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Could you just indicate to the board whether or not the health report concludes that we are well below the FCC exposure limit?
Yeah, this is an independently provided report that verifies that we are well within FCC guidelines for our emissions.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Abreu? I also have to submit the board a petition, well, several petitions in favor of the application, approximately 185 signatures. And just for informational purposes, the most recent report from the state of Delaware in terms of the number of 911 calls using cellular service has actually been increasing in Sussex County to the point that it is almost 60% of the calls are now through cellular phones. That concludes our testimony. I would submit to the board that this application has not changed in any way since it was approved by the board 2 years ago. We still have a gap in our coverage area in this part of the county. There still is no other way to provide coverage other than to construct a tower. There are not sufficient tall structures or buildings in the area that we could use. We believe that we've proposed a location that is far enough away from the road not to create any hazards to the public, and we will not substantially affect adversely any of the neighboring properties. So having said that, I ask that the board approve the special exception. Thank you.
Thank you.
I also have a copy of the prior decision, but I'm assuming the board probably has that.
Have it.
Thank you.
Further questions from members of the board on any part of it? Okay.
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? No. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two, three, four, five. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's one, two. Would you like to come forward, please?
Mr. Chairman. I also have a petition with about 11 signatures in opposition, and there's three letters which the names match on the petitions, and then there's one letter in opposition also.
Okay, so it's just one in opposition.
And a petition with 11.
Petition with 11, okay. Thank you.
State your name and address for the record.
Sure. Paul Jankovic, Jankovic, 34731. Central Avenue, Frankfort.
Okay. So tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for your patience.
It's okay, sir.
We wanted to submit a couple of things on behalf of people who have an interest in making sure that you reconsider your decision of last time to approve the 15-story tower. We'd like to also submit a list of people that did sign an opposition. Thank you. Okay. There may be some duplicates there, but very few. I wanted to start off by, if you don't mind, again, I beg your patience with all this. A person that lives right down the street, her name is Jackie Owens Wilson, and she asked me to read a letter on her behalf because she was not able to attend. So I do beg your patience. This, again, is from Jackie Owens Wilson, and she lives about 500 feet from the home. And I'm assuming, hopefully, you may have received this, but she asked specifically that I do read this. Mrs. Wilson says, "I'm sorry my husband and I are unable to attend the meeting this evening. The only reason we're not able to be here is due to a promise to our grandson to attend a school event. I have asked Mr. Jankovic to read my reasons for opposing the tower at Quillen's Market fired location. My husband and I have lived on Central Avenue for 36 years. His parents, Paul and Elena Wilson, have lived across the street for 45 years. Quillen's Market is within approximately 500 feet from our home. This is where we have raised two daughters who grew up in a time when they could ride their bicycles outside, fly a kite in the field beside our house, play kickball with their friends in the yard, and sit outside on a summer evening and count the stars. Our community is changing. There is more traffic and more homes, but there is still a sense of rural community that we want to maintain so our grandchildren can play out in the yard and the neighborhood's children can experience what our children experienced growing up in this community. We are not opposed to progress, but we are opposed to oversaturation. There are other towers within 5 miles that are usable, and there are large lots of lands where there are no homes within miles for a tower of this size. The tower will change our community. It is out of character with the existing agricultural residential neighborhood composed of single-family homes and farmland. It is also, as they say, ugly, and will change our small residential neighborhood. There is no way the tower will not be seen or screened from view. It is 15 stories tall. This tower will have a negative effect on the property values of neighboring properties and would create an economic hardship. We are already facing declining real estate values. This will only add to the decline. The tower is just not compatible with other land uses in our community, and I worry about the low-level microwave radiation emitted from this tower, which may be detrimental to public health. There are already two existing telecommunication towers in close proximity within a 4-mile radius to this proposed location. One tower is located at the west intersection of Routes 26 and 17 behind Bob's Marine Service in Clarksville. And another is in Roxana, just northwest of intersections Route 17 and 20. Mrs. Rowan states, I have spent my entire professional life serving the community as an educator. I know the importance of technology and appreciate how it has enhanced our ability to communicate with one another. I also know that there are some things worth standing up for, and those are things like quality of life. This tower will diminish the quality of life that my family has worked hard to maintain in our small residential community. Those of us who live here want to appreciate the gray or blue skies, the geese flying over our houses in the winter months, the glistening trees after a spring rain, or a deer strolling out of the woods and nibble on grass. I do not want to look out and see a blinking tower that will obstruct my view. Please say no to this tower. There are a couple other things we'd like to bring up. When they say that there is simply no other property, no other land where this thing could be put, that is close to unbelievable. And I appreciate all the time and effort they've put up. And, you know, I'm not attacking anybody personally, either the folks that own the property or anybody else. But we really have to be realistic about some statements. There is tons of property, as Mrs. Owen stated, okay? Tons of property. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. and Mrs. Evans have a piece of property where that nice tower would fit just perfectly.
You can direct that your presentation to the board.
Okay, but just so we understand each other, instead of putting it in our community, they are just two stone throws away on their property, which this tower would look just beautiful. So the basics here is economics. The gentleman and lady from AT&T says they have to have this. Well, they only really need one pod, okay, to make this happen if they really were concerned about the public good. But they want to put four pods up there so that they can use it as a profit center. More power to them. But we don't feel like we should be treated like a third world country, okay? We're not making sneakers, and we don't have sweatshops, and we don't like to be treated that way. But that's the way we are being treated. It's definitely unfair. There has to be another alternative solution for this. We understand the need to provide service, okay? And when I went around and talked to people, they said, yes, we can't get service, but it's not the fault of us who live there. It's the fault of AT&T and others who promised something that they knew they could not deliver, okay? So the onus is on us to roll over because they made some marketing and management mistakes. We don't feel this is fair, okay? Especially when there's other property that is available, okay? Also, I'd like to submit to you some information that we've uncovered about cellular repeaters. I mean, in reality, you don't really need this big old pole in our backyards. You can use a cellular repeater like they do in California. So, and when you say, why do you say California? Again, I'm trying to make this short and sweet, okay? Well, that's because California prohibits cellular antennas near schools due to safety concerns, okay, which I also have a copy for you. This is 20 pages. I'll be happy to read every single word. Start throwing things really quickly. Point being is that California says you can't have cellular antennas near school due to safety concerns. Same thing goes with Palm Beach County, Florida, and the country of New Zealand. Now you say, well, there's no school there. Well, it depends on how you look at it. On Saturday, there were six kids outside playing, having a great time, okay? Four in one neighborhood and two in the other. They were playing ball, okay? They were riding a little ride. it's almost like a school zone because the kids are always out there playing. And please, the microwave poisoning is a real factor. It is not just something we made up, okay? California, Palm Beach County, where I also happen to own property, okay, they restrict having these cellular antennas and cellular contraptions near schools. And this is the same thing. Those kids have got a lot of years to grow up, and it is well-founded that children especially have a difficult time dealing with microwave. Now, in previous sessions, we've said the pod up top is like this, it shoots out. Well, I'm afraid that's incorrect. There's downwash, topwash, sidewash, and backwash. Okay, no matter what you put up there, it's going to hit those kids. Okay, please be patient with me, because that is the truth. And I apologize for telling you the truth. I'm not trying to offend these people. But that is the way it is. We have to do something about those kids. There are other places to locate this, okay? We're not saying don't locate it here. We know you need that. But there are other places that would love to have this, even on the Evans' own property, okay? So now, I have some other material.
Question.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
You move that to another location, what about their kids? You know, worry about their kids?
I am worried about everybody's kids, but there are places. I'll give an example. Excellent point, and I appreciate you mentioning it. In Roxana, Where is it located? A commercial area. Bob's Marine, okay? Commercial area. It should be in commercial areas. I agree 100%. I'm also concerned, no matter where it is, that should be a proviso. But in this particular case, that location, I mean, if you drove by there on Saturday, you couldn't miss those six kids. They paid out there like for 5 hours.
How far is this other location you're suggesting from this site?
I would not be able to give you, please.
3 or 4 miles?
No. As the crow flies, I would have to track it, but it's not that far at all. And there are other locations. And again, it's easy to find locations. Okay? And we're not putting AT&T down or anybody else. Okay? That's not what we're here for, but you have to try. Also, I did want to bring up something too, since there was some mention of the fact that the last time it was approved. Well, just for your information, for background, were you aware that the same presentation was made on June 20th, 2005? Okay, exact same presentation, except they moved it up the street like 500 feet. So the exact same presentation was made on June 20th, 2005. And correct me if I'm wrong, please.
Sir, I'll tell you one more time. You direct your presentation to this board. You don't need to direct it to them.
I agree. I'm not trying to make you angry. Believe me. But the point is that they were denied. Same situation. It was turned down. Okay? And they made the presentation June 20th, 2005. I'd like to submit, this is from the Board of Adjustments, your agenda and minutes. Okay? And also what I'd like to do, too, is to submit the comments of the people who have given me permission to resubmit their comments. Now, one interesting aspect is about real estate values. Briefly, Bill Gaines is a real estate agent in the area who owns property there, and he said it's going to affect property values. I will give these to you. Sarah Druckenmiller also said it will impact property values. Mark McLaughlin, also a realtor, it will decrease property values. Pat Worthen, another realtor, said it will decrease property values. I understand that they have information that says it will not decrease property values, but ask any realtor in Sussex County, call them on the phone and say, if this pole were next to your property in the vicinity, would this increase the value, keep it the same, or diminish it? You know, we probably all know the answer. The information they're presenting to you is from different sources, outside sources. My point, you talk to the folks in Sussex County, they're saying, look, anything is going to upset the apple cart. We don't need something else to get in the way to lower the value of our properties. Okay, and there's some other comments as well. I'd like to submit those. Again, I appreciate your patience. And I have a couple other things that talk about the dangers of wireless technology, the placement of cell phone towers, and I will just submit these. And if I can answer any questions, I'd be happy to do so. Again, I apologize for misdirecting my comments. It's not my intention to do that, but I think I am trying to make valid points, and I'm making them on behalf of not just myself, but other people. Thank you. I appreciate you listening to me. I appreciate your patience, and I respect the folks from AT&T, and thank you for your patience as well.
Is there anyone else here in opposition?
Any questions?
No, sir, I don't believe, sir. Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else in opposition that would like to speak? Okay. Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. Could I respond to some of the comments?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You sure can. Excuse me for that.
I'd like to be brief. There were some comments that were made that I didn't follow, so I'm not going to be able to respond to that. I would submit to you that we did submit a health report that indicates conclusively that the radio frequency emissions from this tower are well below the FCC requirements, and according to the Telecommunications Act, if we provide such a report, the board is not permitted to consider health impacts in terms of their decision because we've met the federal standard. I'd also like to submit that in terms of property values, the cases in the area that talk about this are very clear that mere allegations that there would be an impact on property values from this tower is not substantial evidence upon which a body of this type can rely. There needs to be actual proof of that impact rather than someone simply saying as a realtor, it's going to impact property values. There was no proof provided to you in terms of what that impact would be. I can certainly provide you with a report. There has actually been a study of impact on property values over a number of years based on a review of property before a tower was located in the area and the value of the property after a tower was located in the area, indicating there is no impact on the property values. And I'm certainly happy to submit this. It was done by an appraiser, and I think you'll find it to be very thorough on that issue. One more comment with respect to the comment that towers should be in commercial areas. First of all, your code does not require that. And secondly, if you were to limit these towers to commercial areas, you'd have significant gaps in coverage throughout the entire state of Delaware because there simply are not enough properties that are zoned either commercial or industrial that would permit the location of towers where they would be needed in order to provide seamless coverage of our network. And that's what we're required to do by our FCC license. We are required to provide seamless coverage. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I have one quick question. Mrs. Scott?
Yes.
In the original decision, I believe it was stated that you would place the tower along the tree line.
That's where we're going to place it, yes, sir.
Intentions.
That is still our intention.
I think the red lights. Okay, are any?
Show you actually photograph. Showing the tree line and the tower would be right.
Okay. Okay, that's another question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, hearing no. I'm sorry. Okay, one. I'll take one more. Okay.
Again, thank you so much for your patience.
Oh, that's just to show the tree line.
One of the problems with the study, which I believe they are referring to, is the fact that during a time when land values are going up, which we have experienced in the past. It doesn't matter sometimes what you do to some areas. The property value still holds. If you understand that right now the values are going way down, okay, as we're probably aware, so we have to understand and modify some of our straight-line thinking. So I appreciate, again, your patience and respectfully ask you please, on the behalf of all the people and the children, please deny this and ask them to move it to a different location. Thank you for your patience. I appreciate it.
Okay, sir. Okay. At this time, then, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,117 under advisement.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we'll take case number 10,117 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mrs. Scott, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Next case, please.
Case